This course is one in a series of courses offered by Career Physician to provide you with valuable career-enhancing knowledge and skills. If you're like most new physicians just starting their careers, you're probably feeling acutely aware that your medical training is not adequate preparation for your entry into the business side of medicine. Understanding financial statements is designed to provide you with a solid foundation for building a greater knowledge of the financial and accounting concepts you need as you make crucial business decisions, not only as you start out, but throughout your medical career. We'll identify, define, and explain the basic building blocks of financial statements developed for medical practices and provide you with an introduction to common accounting methods employed in medical practices. During this course, we'll introduce and explain the following basic financial statements: balance sheets, income statements, and statement of cash flows. Once you've mastered these basic concepts, additional courses offered by Career Physician will show you how to apply this information in different scenarios, including how to analyze a practice opportunity, how to evaluate a compensation package, and how to assess a partnership buy-in. Here are the key concepts and skills we'll cover during this course: the differences between financial accounting and management accounting, the differences between cash basis, accrual basis, and a modified cash basis of accounting, identification and explanation of common financial statements, illustration and explanation of the format and content of financial statements, and how to develop skill in reading financial statements, and how to use these concepts and skills to effectively use the information contained in financial statements when you make financial and operational business decisions about a medical practice. Why do you need to have a firm grasp of these concepts and skills? Lots of reasons. Financial statements are for the business of the medical practice what vital signs are for the patient. These documents provide information that you can use in assessing the financial condition of a practice, in understanding and negotiating your physician compensation formula, in loan applications and establishing lines of credit with lenders, in understanding financial valuations of a medical practice for various purposes, such as purchasing or selling an established practice, physician shareholder buy-ins and buyouts, and practice mergers. As you can see, understanding financial statements is fundamental to many aspects of medical practice business decisions. Developing skill in reading financial statements gives you a common language with other members of a practice when you're discussing business decisions and when you're working with a practice's accountant and advisor. Let's start by talking about the difference between financial accounting and management accounting. Many medical practices use both financial and management accounting, and it's important to understand financial accounting is concerned with reporting results. It's focused primarily on reporting the historical, financial, and operational results of the medical practice. Financial accounting is characterized by standard reports describing financial activity, what's called an income statement, financial position, what's called a balance sheet, as well as a statement that reflects changes in position, such as a statement of cash flows. Management accounting, or managerial accounting, is primarily concerned with providing data about the operations of the practice to practice managers. This type of accounting is characterized by reports that provide data for planning, control, and to support decision-making. For example, planning is often quantified in the form of budgets and forecasts. These are internal management tools. Since the focus of this course is on financial statements, we'll be dealing primarily with concepts that involve financial accounting. There are a number of different accounting methods, and medical practices usually employ one of these three: cash basis of accounting, accrual basis of accounting, and modified cash basis of accounting. We'll take a look at each of these in turn and explain how they work and what they mean to you. The simplest method is the cash basis of accounting. Using this method, the medical practice reports revenue when cash is actually received by the practice for services performed, regardless of when those services were actually performed. For example, if the practice receives a payment in January for services provided to a patient in the previous November, then the practice reports that revenue in January. Likewise, the practice reports its expenses when it actually pays its bills, not when it incurs the expense. So, with the cash basis of accounting, revenues are reported in the period of cash receipt and expenses are reported in the period of payment. You can probably see right away that one problem with this method is that the timing of the receipt and payment of cash does not always adequately measure financial activity within a particular time period. Another problem with using the cash basis of accounting is that the practice cannot include accounts receivable as an asset because that cash has not actually been collected in the time period. However, since the cash basis of accounting is used for the preparation of income tax returns, it's easy for practices to use this method, and many do. The next method is called the accrual basis of accounting. Generally, accrual accounting is more sophisticated than a cash basis of accounting, and it more adequately measures the financial position of a practice for a given time period. A fundamental principle of accrual accounting is the matching principle. The matching principle requires that revenues of the practice be matched with the period during which the revenues are earned by the practice. For instance, if a practice provides a service in January, then the practice will also report revenue for that service in January. In addition, if expenses are incurred in January to generate revenue in January, then those expenses should be matched to that period as well, not when cash is actually disbursed for those expenses. With the accrual method, accounts receivable are included in the assets section of the balance sheet because the revenues have been earned and reported during the period. The third method is called the modified cash basis of accounting. This method recognizes that certain assets have value over more than one accounting period, not just in the period during which a cash expenditure is incurred. In this method, certain expenditures that benefit the practice for longer than one accounting period are established as assets. As the benefit of the asset is realized by the practice, the asset is recognized as an expense. This method is, in some respects, a combination of the cash basis and the accrual basis of accounting. Similar to the accrual method, a medical practice that employs a modified basis of accounting will often include accounts receivable as an asset. Now, let's take a look at the most common financial statements used by the typical medical practice. These are the balance sheet, the income statement or profit and loss statement, and the statement of cash flows. Both the balance sheet and income statement are traditional and very common financial statements found in a medical practice. The statement of cash flows is a newer accounting development, and not all practices may choose to utilize it. Think of the balance sheet as a snapshot of the financial position of the medical practice at a specific point in time. First, let's take a look at the balance sheet equation. There's a lot of key information about the practice you can learn from the balance sheet, but the main point is to compare, actually balance, what the practice has and what it owes, or to put it another way, its assets and liabilities. Assets are anything of value owned by the practice, such as cash, furnishings, equipment, and accounts receivable, or amounts due the practice from patients and insurers for services the practice has already provided. You might remember, however, that many practices employ a cash method of accounting that does not include accounts receivable on the balance sheet. Current assets include cash and those assets expected to be turned into cash within a year. Long-term assets reflect long-term investments in financial assets with maturities exceeding a year. Assets such as real property and equipment are considered fixed assets. Liabilities are amounts that are owed by the practice. Current liabilities are those expected to be due within a year. An example of a current liability is accounts payable or amounts owed by the practice for products or services already received but not yet paid. Long-term liabilities are those due over a period greater than 1 year, such as an installment bank loan. Stockholders' equity is the difference between assets and liabilities and consists of contributed capital from the stockholders and retained earnings, accumulated earnings of the practice not paid out to stockholders. Few practices retain earnings. So, this is what the balance sheet equation looks like. Assets on one side and liabilities plus equity on the other. Here's a sample of a balance sheet from a typical medical practice showing a snapshot of the financial status of the practice on December 31, 2002 and on December 31, 2003. By comparing the figures, you can get a good idea of what's been happening at the practice during that year. Total assets have jumped from $230,000 to $270,000, while total liabilities have fallen from $80,000 to $70,000. This means that the shareholders' equity, or net assets of the practice, has risen from $150,000 to $200,000. In other words, over the course of the year, the net assets of the practice have risen by $50,000. The income statement is a summary of the revenues and expenses of the practice over a specific time period. It will tell you how much money the practice has made once all its expenses have been met. The basic equation looks like this. Revenue minus expenses equals net income. Here's some of the key information you can obtain from the income statement. Gross charges reflect the total services billed by the practice at the fee schedule rate before any adjustments are made. Contractual allowances are adjustments or discounts made to the gross charges to reflect contractual agreements with insurance companies and other payers regarding the amount to be paid for a particular service. When you subtract the contractual allowances from the gross charges, you get the net revenue. Net revenues reflect the total services billed, accrual basis of accounting, or collected, cash basis of accounting, by the practice for a given period of time after any adjustments such as contractual allowances have been made. Now we move on to how much it costs to actually operate the practice, its expenses. Expenses include operating expenses and non-operating expenses, and are costs incurred by the practice for a given period of time. Operating expenses are those expenses required for the operation of the office, such as staff salaries and benefits, rent, insurance, and supplies. Now, we take all these expenses and subtract them from the net revenue. The result is the net income of the practice for the specific period of time. Net income is the difference between net revenue and expenses and is generally the amount available for physician income. Here's what a typical income statement might look like for a medical practice you're interested in joining. This one covers the years 2002 and 2003. You can see that net revenue went up from $1 million in 2002 to $1.5 million in 2003. Of course, expenses also went up during 2003 in every category: salaries, benefits, rent, drugs and supplies, occupancy and usage charges, purchase services, G&A, and depreciation. However, when you subtract the expenses from the net revenue, you see that the practice has increased its net income from $435,000 in 2002 to $640,000 in 2003. Since your compensation as a new physician in this practice will be coming from this net income, you can see that it's very important to be able to read and understand the practice's income statement. The final financial document we'll cover in this course is called the Statement of Cash Flows. It's basically an overview of the practice's use of cash inflows and cash outflows over a given period of time. It summarizes the cash flows from the practice's business operations, investments, and financing activities. The basic equation is that cash flow is equal to the practice's cash receipts minus the practice's cash disbursements over a specific time period. Operating activities refer to the revenue and expense items of the practice's main line of business, which is medical services. Investment activities refer to the practice's expenditures to acquire assets in order to produce revenue in the practice. Generally, investment activities include buying and selling long-term assets. Financing activities refer to the methods used to raise funds necessary to purchase assets to support operating activities. Financing activities are the result of actions taken to raise capital, such as taking out a loan or paying off a loan. The format of a cash flows statement looks something like this. First, we have operations. Cash flows in from charges for providing medical services to patients. Cash flows out for the expenses the practice incurs providing those services, such as rent and salaries. When we subtract these expenses from the revenue coming in from providing medical services, we're left with the net cash provided by operating activities. To this figure, we add or subtract the cash flows from investing activities. Then, we add or subtract the cash flows from financing activities. This gives us the net increase or decrease in cash held by the practice during the time period in question. Add or subtract this to the beginning cash and cash equivalent to determine the ending cash and cash equivalent held by the practice. This probably sounds confusing at first. Let's look now at a sample cash flow statement for a typical medical practice. Here's a sample statement of cash flows for a typical medical practice covering the year ending on December 31st, 2003. Let's take a look at the elements that make up the cash flows from operating activities. Note that items in parentheses are negatives. Cash received for services provided is $1,500,000. Cash paid for drugs and supplies is $100,000. Cash paid for services is $50,000. Cash paid for operating expenses is $710,000, and cash paid to physician shareholders is $610,000. So, the net cash provided by operating activities equals $30,000. Cash flows from investing activities for this practice means a $10,000 investment in medical equipment. Cash flows from financing activities means long-term debt repayment of $10,000. When we put this all together, the net increase in cash equals $10,000 for this time period. Since the practice started the year with cash and cash equivalents equaling $20,000, you can see that the ending cash and cash equivalents equal $30,000. As a new physician about to start your medical career, you're probably only just beginning to recognize how important it is to develop a thorough grasp of the business side of practicing medicine. Understanding key financial information from the balance sheet, income statement, and statement of cash flows will be invaluable to you when you're evaluating an opportunity or faced with making financial and operational business decisions about a medical practice. In addition, you'll be able to speak this common business language with other members of the practice and with the practice's accountant and advisors. Your business savvy and ability to see how the practice functions as a whole will definitely set you apart from someone interested solely in his or her own career advancement. This course is intended to serve as an introduction to the basic and most common financial statements used by a typical medical practice. Career Physician also offers a number of related courses designed to build on what you've learned here and to help you master the business knowledge you need to guide you through a successful and rewarding career.